We're excited to welcome Rose Lemons Berry, as well as Courtney Hemphill, and they're with the South Carolina National Guard. And Courtney, you're with the Family Readiness Group.
Yes, I am. I am the FRG leader of the Family Readiness Group.
All right. So if folks are not familiar a little bit about with the group, tell us about that, but also tell us about your story. But talk about the group first.
We are a family and volunteer group that supports the soldiers and the families of the Rock Hill National Guard. And we support them through everything, through deployments, through drills, any time of separation. We're just there to try to help make the transition easier.
And talk about your husband serves.
Yes,
and thank you so
much.
Yes,
my husband, Damon Hemphill.
A little shout out there.
We love that.
I'm sorry, Chief Damon Hemphill. He was serving in Afghanistan back in 2012, and he left me home with two beautiful little babies that mommy had to take care of all by herself. But again, he had to serve his country, and we appreciate him very
much.
The FRG stepped in and helped me a lot. I mean, from the moment where I dropped him off at the airport, they just took care of me and the boys.
Had you been expecting that, or is that something
I was not expecting that. I knew nothing about it.
Okay.
And I had an experience at the airport where, you know, they didn't want to let me go back with him and everything. And I saw Rose, and I just started crying. And
help.
All of these women came. They grabbed the boys. They came around me. They wiped my tears and everything. They got me together. And then when they cleared out of the way, my husband was standing there with the boys, and they're looking like, what's going on? And, you know, I was all made up and ready to go. So I said, you know, I've got to be a part of this group.
What a great support group. I think Ann Cash was involved with this group. And
yes,
so
she was.
I know she's no longer with us, but just the foundation, she's laid so much for this group.
She has. She's laid a great foundation. She's been a great role model for me and has paved the way. So, you know, I have some steps, some big shoes to fill.
Well, that's all right. Shift in good hands.
Yes.
Checking in with you, Rose Lemonsberry. This is definitely part of a whole as far as taking care of our South Carolina National Guard members.
Yes, actually, I'm part of a Rock Hill one-stop team.
Okay.
And the South Carolina National Guard realized that it takes a village to help
sure
with
does.
The families. And so they want to make sure that they have all of the services located in one location. So the Rock Hill One-Stop Team is made up of myself, which is a family assistance center specialist.
Okay.
Who works with families, especially of the ones that are deployed. FRISA, which is a family readiness support assistant, which is Rebecca Walker. And she works with the leadership in the FRG group. We also have a health and wellness person, which is Daniel Riggi, who helps with making sure that they can pass the PT test. Mm. And for nutrition, he also works with the families if they would like. We have an employment advisor, which is Brad Ware, which has also mm-hmm. been on before.
We love Brad.
Who can help find jobs for the National Guard soldiers, not only just National Guard, but any branch of the military service and their families. Mm. So, and that family could be aunt or uncle or whoever. So if there's somebody out there that needs a job, Brad Ware can help with that. We also have the VA advisor, which is Mike Jenkins, who just took over from Melinda Woodhurst mm-hmm. that was there before. And we have the psychological coordinator, which is Jennifer Wolf, that does counseling services for the soldiers and for their families. Mm. So we have it all. We're
you
here
sure
to
do.
Sell, help and serve. And we are also purple, which means that we help with all branches of service and also any veteran that has served before.
What makes you go as far as stationed with the South Carolina National Guard? Is that just out of convenience?
No, actually, the South Carolina National Guard and Major General Bob Livingston had a vision of how things should be done mm-hmm. for families.
Okay.
And so we have 7 of these one-stop shops across the state.
Nice. Well, it's that community support, and everyone wants to help everyone, especially our military, our soldiers, and our families.
Oh, I'm so blessed here because in some of my other counter parts in the other part of the state do not have the community support that we have here.
Oh, wow.
Rock Hill is tremendous. Rock Hill, Fort
we
Mill,
love our
Lancaster
veterans.
Area
we do.
Is tremendous. We have not only the veterans organizations of American Legion and the VFWs and all of the auxiliaries and the Patriot Guard and the Rolling Thunder and the Biker Sisters.
Right.
we not only have all of that, we have people like Regal Movies, Manchester. Mm-hmm. They donate popcorn for any event that we have.
Well,
so
wow.
All I have to do is say, I need 3 bags of popcorn. But their bags of popcorn are like 10 gallons. And do you know how much money it costs for popcorn?
Yeah,
it's like
absolutely.
I would almost get an armed guard to, you know, to that.
Well, you got lots to choose from there.
Yeah. We have Comporium Pioneers, mm-hmm. which has been a tremendous community supporter for us. And they have been since 9/11. So they have been with us for that long. Mm. They have adopted our group, and they do so much for us. Mm-hmm. Can I tell one little story?
Yeah, please. Yeah, okay. We love stories.
Cindy Downing, she yes. is such a sweetheart. I make a phone call, and I will say, I have this soldier that's in need. Mm-hmm. And their group votes, and then they will help. Well, I had called last week and said, I have a need. I don't have a financial need, but I have a need for diapers. Mm-hmm. We had a soldier that was in between jobs and was getting one to the other. He said, I'm okay on food, but what I need is diapers. And he had 2 children in diapers, and he needed wipes and stuff. So I called Cindy, and I had another soldier that needed a phone card. So I called Cindy, and I said, can you do this? She said, I don't see why we can't. So she met me at Sam's Club, and we shopped. And so she said, well, I think y'all need this, too. I think y'all need
oh,
this, too.
Oh, that's great.
Because we have a food pantry that we help out with as well. And she said, I think you need a little bit of this. So when we left there, there's this huge buggy of stuff. And so I just want to say thank you so much to the Comporium Pioneers for everything that they have done for us.
That's phenomenal. And Courtney, that kind of support happens. This is just one story of so many within our community. How can folks get involved? What advice or what would you tell other families that have maybe been down this road or about to go down this road that there is support and how to get involved?
The FRG is here for you. The FRG is there to support the families, to support the soldiers. We don't want our soldiers worrying about their families when they're overseas. We will take care of them. We will help them. And just volunteer your time. Any time that you have, and not just the soldiers or their immediate family, grandfathers, grandmothers, mothers, sisters, cousins, brothers, anybody in the community can help and volunteer with the FRG and just help us take care of these families while they're separated from their soldiers.
Is there an event coming up this week that you can be a part of?
Yes, there is an event coming up this week at Chick-fil-A on Cherry Road. We are having Spirit Night for the Family Readiness Group for the 178th Engineer Battalion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Please, all day long, all day. Breakfast, all day. Lunch, and dinner. Okay. Please, please, please come out and support your Rock Hill FRG. And make sure you put the receipt in the box.
That is true. That's true. But this is a good opportunity to meet a lot of you all, a part of this group, and get plugged in if you're not plugged in or if you're new to the area, and just to learn more about it.
Yes, definitely. We will be out there. We're excited about the FRG. We're excited about helping our families and taking care of our soldiers. So please, please, please come out. Come see us. Come meet us. Come eat some Chick-fil-A, and we'll have a great time.
Isn't it awesome how Chick-fil-A steps up for all of these community events for our soldiers, for our National Guard, for our schools? They'll be there for us.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Chick-fil-A, Cherry Road, tomorrow, June 1st.
Okay, all day.
We got it.
All day long.
To benefit the 178th. And we just, you know, just miss Ann Cash so much because of all that she did. And I'm so glad that she laid the foundation for everybody to be a part of this. Wonderful.
And you guys just carrying the torch so well, and we just appreciate what you all are doing. It's not easy, I know, especially, but you've been down that road, and I can imagine for a new family, as you saw yourself, you know, in the last year or two, to have that support and have people just rally behind you. Holy smoke. It makes me excited, and I don't have anyone in our family that serves in the military currently, and I could just imagine the love and support you guys give.
Right, and like I said, we appreciate all of the help that we get, all of the volunteer hours, you know, to do Christmas parties and Easter egg hunts and everything for the kids and the families. We just thank the community and everyone that helps us.
Oh.
We're so glad that you're here with us. Courtney Hemphill, Rose Lemonsberry, you're here with their Family Readiness Group of the South Carolina National Guard. Any military family can benefit from the services that you provide.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for coming in today. And we'll see you at Chick-fil-A tomorrow all day long.
All day long.
On Cherry Road.
On Cherry Road.